Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to the Transformation Cafe, a weekly half hour of light, topical conversation about spirituality, healing, energy, alternative medicine, higher levels of consciousness, and other insights. We're glad you're here. During the show, you can join the conversation by calling 646-727-3206 or join the Transformation Cafe live chat. Create a username by registering with Blog Talk Radio. Transformation Cafe, a fun way to nourish your spirit. Now, let's get started and introduce our diners for tonight's show.
Okay. Okay, we want to welcome everybody to the Transformation Cafe. We have a brand new intro, and we're just so excited about that. So we've got a few diners here that have scooted us to the table, so let's check in with everybody. And we do have another guest chef tonight, but we'll talk about her in just a second. So, hey, Gloria, how are you tonight?
I am doing wonderfully well, and I'm so excited to be here with you tonight.
And I'm so excited you get to join us tonight. That's super great. And Mr. Jamie, how are you tonight?
Mary, he's very silent.
He's so excited he's speechless.
He's a man of few words.
Hopefully we're not having technical difficulties with him. We do have him on, so we have a different kind of caller here. So our guest tonight is a very, very special person in my life. It's my sister, Amy Frost. Amy is a spiritual psychologist with an MBA and also a master's in spiritual psychology. And she's the director of wellness program circles that are at the Music for Life in Las Vegas, Nevada. Amy, how are you?
I am thrilled to be here. Thanks for having me.
Well, it's so great to have a sister. She is actually my older sister, so I'm really, like I said, a very special person in my life. So we were going to be having a very kind of a difficult conversation, but a conversation that can be very helpful for people as well, and moving into just some of the different changes and things that are happening on the planet and with everybody in their personal growth. But before we get that started, can you tell me a little bit about Music for Life, which is something that's come really dear to your heart in the last year, and these wellness circles that you were telling me about?
Well, I work with Judith Pinkerton. She's a professional violinist, and she's also a music therapist. And she has taken, as a music therapist, you know, you do music therapy, and she created a program called Music as Medicine, which she trains people how to take their own playlist and use it to heal themselves. And with Music for Life, we have the music therapy, we have music as medicine, we have drum circles, and then we have the wellness circles. And what those are about is skills that people need to live consciously and their career development, to have the best career that they possibly can, because I believe your career and your purpose go hand in hand. So we have, like, tomorrow morning we're going to have the class Humor at Work. So we teach the skills about how to use humor successfully in your life and in your work, and use music as medicine within that. So it's very exciting. It's about really helping people, real people in the real world, real time, to deal with stuff that's going on for them. And our great aunt, our grandmother's sister, was Laura Bolton, who is a mother of ethnomusicology. So I think we have the use of music in our blood. We can't help it.
Yeah, we can't help it. Just the way it is. So is Music for Life like a membership wellness program, or what is Music for Life itself?
Well, we're going to be moving into a telemedicine platform, and that's one of our midterm goals. But right now, we're doing webinars on the phone, but it's like a health club for your mental fitness and for your emotional fitness, which is really exciting, because people are trained to go to a health club to do physical workouts. But we believe you have to heal things physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually before they're really healed. So this, we want to get people to treat their mental and their emotional fitness the same as they do their physical fitness.
Yeah, and I've heard that with the rhythm circles, the drum circles you were speaking about, that the drumming is actually almost like a subsonic massage of the body. So the body actually gets this really wonderful energizing workout besides just, you know, being there to be pounding on the drums and things like that. Just being with all these other people and making the different rhythms can really be very therapeutic for the body on a very deep cellular level as well.
Well, and it is for certainly the vibration for yourself, but then when we come together, we also create vibration and community that supports us individually and as a group. We really become one as a vibrational force.
Mm-hmm. How often do you guys have these circles?
Well, we have the circles continuously. We have several different kinds of circles. Like today we had a collaborative circle where we bring prophets and nonprofits and people from all sectors together. And they talk about ways that they can support themselves, each other, their organizations, and their communities at the same time. We've been doing those since 2009 monthly. And it's really, people feel supported.
Oh, I think we lost Amy. Gloria, you still there?
I am.
Okay, I'm with Amy. Hopefully she's realized she kind of dropped off there. She did drop off, so hopefully she'll call back. So we were also, you know, we were talking about this whole thing with working from the levels of having just this group support, working in circles. And Gloria was a wonderful co-pilot for me. We went to Las Vegas a couple weeks ago, and she was able to see the facility of Music for Life and be in a couple little workshops that Amy had. So anything you'd like to add with that, Gloria, that you got to experience with her?
It was just a really nice professional environment. And, you know, it takes the idea of the things that a lot of people have looked at but haven't really been presented in a professional style or an environment that will help. You see a lot of different people who are doing drum circles and gongs and the crystal bowls and, you know, various music as therapy. And this is an environment that is more like an office in some respects. And then the other side, you know, the offices themselves, they have the joint area where people come together and participate in their music circles, as well as, you know, I haven't looked at the programs that they have online, but it's just done in such a professional manner. And, you know, moving into getting the city and the state to proclaim, you know, 1 week out of the year as Music Week, I think is really a feather in their cap, because it goes a long way to showing how the value of what they're doing is recognized in the community.
Definitely. And one thing too, along with that too, that it was that I know with Amy is just that level of support they're wanting to give to the community of Las Vegas. And you know, ultimately Judith Pickerton's desire is really just to take this on a national and a global level. I know just Judith's story, we'll definitely have to see if she's available and can be on the show. But she got into it because, like Amy had said, you know, she was a professional violinist that had basically been performing all over all the different kinds of concert halls and things like that in the Vegas area. And her husband ended up getting cancer. And through his experiences with cancer, they both realized that music was something that really, really helped him to move through that and just come to a very deeper level of the healing in all the different experiences that he had. That's one of the things that really brought her to being a music therapist. And she was actually the first certified music therapist in the United States. It's a really quite an accomplishment, and she's really carrying that whole teaching that she's being presenting to that area of Las Vegas. But like I said, you can actually go online and be able to do the music for live training that she's got. So it's quite an opportunity. It's something actually Gloria and I had both decided that we're going to be doing as well. So, you know, don't be surprised. Periodically, we're getting on here talking about how powerful music is and how it can really transform you in doing all these different kinds of things. So with Amy's program, one of the things that we were talking about, it just seems that I've been coming up with a lot of different people lately that have been dealing with depression and really coming from more of a spiritual depression. It just seems they were really struggling to look within themselves for levels of expanding, looking for levels of helping themselves to grow in different avenues. And Gloria and I were talking a couple minutes before the show started about, you know, some of the things that have been going on, I mean, literally for probably the past 5 or 6 years, climate changes and everything else. So you want to share about that, Gloria, what we were sharing?
I'm sorry, climate changes? You lost
the climate changes and like
things.
The jet stream, how the jet stream and then the poles have been shifting and all that and really kind of just affecting us in very subtle levels when it comes to levels of just like, you know, I feel different and some don't really know why, but these could be subtle things that have been affecting us.
Well, our environment always affects us and I don't know, I'm sure that we're still going through the pole changes and, you know, moving through the different universal rays and it obviously, you know, we've been talking about it for quite some time, as you mentioned earlier, and being able to get through it, we're not going to get through it anytime soon.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it takes a while for a planet to move through different areas.
Yeah, I've got Amy back on here. Hi, Amy.
Hello. I'm not sure how far I got before.
The joys of being live. There you go. But we Gloria and I were starting to share about just some of the climate things that could be affecting us when it comes to levels of, you know, perhaps being spiritually depressed and what that could be.
Well,
and I really wanted to get your perspective about that, Amy.
Well, you know, there definitely the whether it's raining or the weather, it certainly affects people's moods. And I think we just got so much going on, you know, energetically, so much shifting that people are really having a hard time, you know, adapting to that. And it's really interesting to watch. I feel people are, you know, just they're getting angrier and angrier or more frustrated or whatever happens to be. And just I know for myself personally, because of so many people having those kinds of issues, it can be a struggle to keep reaching out.
I agree with that, too. Now, one of the classes that I love that she has, Amy has available is Burnout to Passion and just really coming from that place of, and part of that is job recovery. And that's something that's very close to Amy's heart. So, Amy, you want to talk about that presentation that you have and just some of those aspects that could work into, you know, dealing with some of these frustrations?
Well, what I find is most people are just kind of droning, just, you know, taking care of the bills and the yard and the things that they have to do, and they're not living really passionately. So most people are not thrilled in their jobs because they're not living their passion. So a lot of what I do is help people just start asking those questions. What did I used to love when I was a kid? And I help them have them do a values assessment. What are the things that you value? And you know a person's value by how they spend their time, money, and energy. And then have them take an assessment and figure out what are those things that are really important to you and what are your gifts and talents. Tell you what you're really good at, but something that really feeds you energy. I can be really good at something, but it drains me. So finding that balance of what are your values, what is your mission statement, and what is it that, you know, really drives you and really excites. For me, it's facilitation. So I'm facilitating people, words, programs, organization, and as soon as I'm in that facilitation place, I'm happy and I'm being productive. But if I'm not in that place, I find myself having less and less energy. It kind of like having a burning desire. When you have that burning desire, nothing stops you, but when you don't, any little thing will stop you. So it's really helping people figure out what is it that I'm here to do, what are my gifts and talents, and helping them find ways to do that. And it's like, and that's why it works so lovely to do with career development and finding, like, okay, what are, like, with you, Robin, and then the flower shop, is like, you know, you're so good at it, and you've done it for so long, and having you watching you do things like laughing yoga or doing the artist's way. So you're continuing to do the things that you're really good at, you've done for a long time, but you're also stretching yourself and say, what other ways can I be passionate?
Mm-hmm. And it just adds to the whole thing of just giving you, I like to think of it as just more tools that I can assist people and myself for just, you know, helping us to move through different things that we're wanting to process or being able to look from a different perspective. So what if you have somebody that, like you're saying, they're doing something that really helps, just seems to make it to where they just don't have the energy, and they have they're finding themselves isolating more, not really, you know, wanting to participate in the world, and it's just something that nothing seems to be helping them. They just are getting more and more, you know, inclusive with themselves and just, you know, isolating. What would be a suggestion for somebody who's feeling like that, that really wants to get out of it, just doesn't know how?
Oh, start reaching out. One way is to go sign up to meetup.com and kind of look around. There's so many great groups. Find some group that interests you, whether it's hiking or laughing yoga or, you know, we have all our classes on meetup.com. But finding different things to get you excited and find a group of people that is supportive. And that could be a church. It could be if you went, you know, to a school, the alumni group. But what I recommend is you just got to get started, because what happens is your world gets smaller and smaller and smaller. And if you don't do things to get out and make it more open, you're just gonna keep continuing to get smaller. Another way, you know, when our mother was dying, what we did is I had a conference call. If you can go to freeconferencecall.com, and get a free conference line. And then what you do is you have a phone number and a code. And then what we did is every day we picked a time where you could go on there and get support. And there was five of us that could have been on there. Sometimes there was a couple, sometimes there was all five. But it's finding ways and finding your way. But you've got to connect, finding a way that you don't feel so alone, because that only gets worse. And then it gets, you feel more alone and more alone. And you just have to find ways and find it your way. Something, I'm not a person that, I'm not a big fan of going out to things that I don't know people. So if I find a group where I can maybe donate my gifts towards what they're doing, then I'll feel more comfortable. But just going to group where I'm going to hang out, I would never want to do that. So I want to find find a way for me. It would be about how do I find a way to donate my time and skills to something, to open up my world a little bit.
It kind of reminds me of the Dalai Lama, because that's one thing he always said, you know, when you're finding yourself stuck in life, you know, reach out and give something of yourself. Because when you do that, it opens so many doors that you can't even imagine, when you're willing just to take a few steps in that direction of, you know, sharing yourself with another person.
And there's a myriad of that. So again, you know, just really being open to maybe I go volunteer at a 5K, for some cause, or maybe I go, you know, to the library and read to kids. Finding different ways that work for you. And certainly, you know, and if you can't find a good support group, create one. And, you know, you did that, Robin. You created a networking group there in Riverside. If you don't got the support, go create it.
Yeah, you can figure it out. Yeah, exactly. And, I mean, my group's been going since 95, and at least once a week, there's some kind of a sharing that happens within the group. But, you know, I always think of them as just so many miracles of people reaching out and just appreciating one another in ways that they would have never had that available if a group like that hadn't been created. So it always makes my heart proud to see on whatever levels that, you know, it's way beyond yourself once people start getting connected and how that can be such a blessing to each other. It's just really, really a wonderful thing to be able to create that. And there's, like you said, there's so many ways of being able to do that and share that. So when it comes to levels of burnout, you know, are there certain things that you would look at that are moving you into your passions Are there certain kinds of exercises that you present within your workshops and stuff that would be maybe a couple tools that people could, you know, hear this and say, yeah, I'm going to try that and see what they could be able to move into something that would be giving them a different perspective and just kind of lighting their fire?
Well, one of my favorites is what I have people do is and literally set a timer for 5 minutes when you just get pieces of paper and you write, I am. And then whatever comes next, I am, I am, I am, I am. And the first couple of minutes, it tends to be kind of, you know, just lighthearted bleh stuff. But after a couple of minutes, real stuff starts coming forward. And as usual, like things that you didn't know were inside of you. There's been a lot of research that shows that even 20 minutes of writing, not just a computer, but actually writing, can really cause a lot of healing. I think that's it. I think we're naturally passionate, but it's uncovering this around you that's clogging you up from being passionate. So definitely, that's a fun exercise. Do the I am, and getting people together and having those conversations about what do I love to do, and what is something I can take. So another really fun thing to do is to create a vision board. And so I would get a group of friends together. And one thing that I do is I walk around the house and I pick up the cards and different quotes and things that I have around the house because those are important to me. And then I get a bunch of magazines and get a bunch of friends together. And you start thinking about, okay, if I was living passionately, what would that look like? What would that feel like? What kind of things would I be doing? So you rip out, you know, what kind of things would I be doing, being, and having, and start ripping out those pictures. And then you kind of start passing them around, and that really makes it fun. And then at a certain point, you start saying, okay, I'm going to put these on get poster boards, and you start gluing them down. And then you start, once you've got something pretty solid, you start going around the table and talking about, well, what's in this that makes me feel passionate? What is it that I would be or having or being that would make me feel passionate? So it's just like, you're not doing it yourself. And if you just did it with one other person, that would be fine. But a couple, three would be really good because then you start making you thinking about, gee, what am I passionate about? But the real key, and that's great, but then what I have people do is, all right, so you need to start brainstorming, heartstorming about that's great. How do I bring that into my life? And what I recommend is once a week, I like to do it on Sundays, is that you look at your upcoming week and you think, what are some things that I can do to feel more alive, to feel more important? And start asking that question. When you don't feel energized, what is one thing I can do right now that would help me feel more energized? And I like to ask your heart, what should I do? Ask your heart, what should I do? Simple, real thing I can do right now.
Weren't you sharing that you had a list of, like, all these different things that you can think of that you could do or to inspire yourself of just different fun things? That, you know, they don't have to even cost any money. It's just things that, you know, whether they were big or small, that you could go ahead and just go down your list of something that you could do that, you know, you're excited about or things that you enjoy doing kind of thing.
Yeah, I call it my joy list. And what I do is I put little things, medium things, big things, like, you know, whatever, going to Maui for a week, when that would maybe be a medium or a big thing. But you know, or going to a movie or real decadence is just going and reading for an hour, you know? So it's you know, what are things that would really, you know, inspire me and help me feel joyful. I know with the artist way, one of my favorite things with that was doing the artist dates. Right, where you go out and you go do something just for fun, just to be inspired. So, like we here in Vegas, we have Red Rock, and there's over 400 hikes here in Las Vegas. You know, literally, go take a hike, you know, go take your camera, go be inspired. Find some things that really kind of open you up to new possibilities. You know, and with career, even as I worked for the federal government for 20 years, and I wrote really boring contracts, there's a part of me that needed to write, and that really wasn't satisfying it. So I went to I worked for the Ballistic Missile Office. So I went to, you know, went to the people who did the newsletter and said, you know, can can I write something? And they said, yeah, sure, go ahead. All right. So I started writing about things I thought were people needed to know about ethics or whatever things that were called to me. And then they said, well, how about you start a column? Like, okay. So you have to be open to, no matter where you are, that there's possibilities of finding new things to excite you. You know, another thing I did, was a contracting officer, and that was really great. But it got to a point where I really had that down. It was kind of boring. So they had people were being trained as facilitators to do total quality management. So I went and applied, and I was able to become one of the trainers and facilitators. And a lot of that training that I got there helped me to go on to do the work that I'm doing now. But that was because mm-hmm. open to, like, all right, I want to try new things. You know, I don't know where this comes from. I saw it on a postcard somewhere. But my favorite thing is the answer to how is yes.
Mm-hmm.
So when you're being given opportunities, you take those, and it always leads to something else. So
mm-hmm.
that's, I think, in order to live impassioned, it's really to live that. Say, all right, I'm going to say yes. I'm going to say yes and see what happens.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and then also be able to set, you know, good boundaries, too.
Well, doesn't it say that, you know, I mean, everybody always says that the universe is always saying yes, so just be careful what you're asking.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Oh, yeah.
that's why,
you know,
it's
like a joint friend of ours, Robin, you know, she's a CPA and has a business and a large part is doing taxes and doing different things. And somebody came to her, they had a nonprofit. And they needed help with their 501, and they didn't have much money. So she said, "Okay, all right, I'll help you." And she really didn't make any money on it. Well, because she had done that, a national organization asked her to come and do work. It happened to be in Vegas, as a matter of fact. And she made more money in that 1 week than she'd make in 6 months. But if she hadn't taken that opportunity to work with that nonprofit, she wouldn't have learned what she needed to be offered that gig.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, just kind of going back to the Artist Way for a second, I was talking about the artist dates. One thing I really loved about them was it was usually you go by yourself, you set a time, it's like having a date with yourself, and then always finding these unusual things that you would drive by. And I was always looking at different shops and stuff, and I go, well, you know, when I have the time, I'm going to go check out that jewelry store or that you know, sewing store or whatever, these different places that would just be something, for whatever reason, just kind of sparks your interest on something like that. And just taking the time to go in and look at something that, you know, for whatever reason, you're kind of feeling called to go check it out, that's really what we're talking about. It's that something, there's going to be something there that's going to be a gift for you if you can just make, you know, allow yourself to have the time to just explore something that you wouldn't normally, you know, stop to do. That kind of thing. So that's one thing that's one thing I learned from Wayne Dyer way, way back when he had Real Magic, because he was talking about that, about, you know, coming from those just instinctual things where this year your heart's really asking you to go do something, you know, the time to actually do that. So we've got about a minute and a half left. So what are good ways for people to get a hold of you, and maybe something upcoming that you really want to let us know about with Music for Life or with your circles and stuff that you've got coming up, Amy, that you're really excited about?
Well, I'm excited about Judith Pinkerton is going to be on UNLV TEDx on April 11th. So that's going to be really cool. And,
yeah, that's very cool.
It's very cool. So you can go to music4life.us and keep an eye on what we're doing. And my
mm-hmm.
website is amyfrost.com, pretty easy. So you can check out what we're doing. I'm very excited. We're going to be speaking at the ASEP, the Energy Psychologist International Conference in June in Phoenix, and take
mm-hmm.
music as medicine to the national level with them. So it's pretty exciting stuff.
It's very exciting stuff. It's very exciting stuff. So that's really, really, really cool. Is there a contact number that, you know, with Music for Life, that if just in case people want to call into that directly, that they can locate them through Vegas?
Geez, I'm sorry, I don't have that off the top of my head. The best way would be, you know, musicforlife.us. You know, or you can
okay.
just Google Music for Life Las Vegas, and that'll all pop up. So I think that's, and just, you know, check out what we're up to. I mean, next time you're in
yeah.
Vegas, come visit Music for Life.
Yeah, and you know what? They have drummings at from 3 to 4 o'clock on Saturday afternoons, and that's a great way to spend part of your afternoon. I did that a couple weeks ago with Amy, and it was delightful. Well, thank you, my sister. This was a wonderful show. A half an hour just goes so quickly.
Absolutely. Thank you, and God bless you for the work you're doing.
Well, you too, and we will see you guys next time here at the cafe.
This has been another wonderful evening filled with lively and unusual dinner conversation and you. We are so glad you decided to join us. You make it special, and we are always happy to hear from you at Transformation Cafe. You can find out more about the people on our shows by clicking on our website, transformation-cafe.com, and checking out where all our other previous shows are available on demand, or here at Blog Talk Radio Transformation Cafe. If you are interested in appearing as a guest chef, you can email us at show@transformation-cafe.com. Thanks again. Travel well, and we will see you next time here at Transformation Cafe. Good night.